Welcome back to Haunted Sisters Podcast. I'm your host today, Kelly.
And I'm co-host Rachel.
Rachel.
You're not going to say Ranchel?
I know. Ranchel.
Yeah, thank you.
Ranch. I like ranch. It's good. From restaurants, though.
I can't find a bottle of ranch that I like to save my life.
No, I swear it's very different at a restaurant. It is.
100%, because we go to Longhorn,
yeah,
and their simple little house salad with ranch on it is the best.
Chef's kiss.
Uh-huh. I'd kill a man for a lot of things. But that salad.
With the ranch.
Give me your fucking ranch, okay?
I know. I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
It's a secret. It's probably like a huge-ass tub. Of just
that's fine. I'll find some place to stick it in my fridge.
You'd have to buy a new fridge.
Done.
Okay.
An industrial one. Done.
Exactly.
Put it in the garage. For that ranch, I'll do a lot of things.
All right, guys. We have moved on from Arizona to Alabama.
Alabama ding dong.
Alabama lama ding dong. We are really excited about this one because we feel like they have more spooky stuff.
Spook.
I feel like in that region over yonder, we're going to have some more
spooky things.
Yeah,
I wonder why that is. I feel like a place like California is not going to have a lot of spooky places. It just doesn't feel, maybe because it's so close to water. Salt. Water.
Oh, yeah, the salt.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see, though.
We'll see. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about Drish House in Tuscaloosa.
Ooh!
The historic Drish House is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I want to say it like that every time.
I have never met anyone from
Alabama
that I'm aware of, so I'm not sure about the dialect.
I don't know. It is said to be one of the most haunted places in Alabama. The house was built in 1837 in the middle of a 450-acre plantation.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
Exactly. It was built for Dr. John R. Drish and his wife, Sarah.
Oh.
They must have had the monies. Because that's a lot of land.
That is. I mean, he was a doctor. A doctor of what?
Yes.
Okay.
It didn't say.
That's unfortunate.
It just said doctor. So
he could have been a self-proclaimed doctor. He could have just said, you know what? I like how that sounds.
Dr. John.
I'm going to try it on.
I don't know. It didn't say. Anyway.
Probably medical.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. The building itself is two full floors, and a third floor was later added to make a small tower.
Yeah. That sounds so cool. Who are they trying to hide from? Zombies?
It's creepy. It's so interesting because it's big. Like, the house is pretty big, the first two levels. And then there's just, like, this little bitty, tiny tower.
Is it like a round tower? I'm imagining a round, like, spiral staircase tower.
No. It's just like a square, one window.
That tower. Seems worse. That seems worse. That seems creepier. I'm not too fond of that.
It is.
Your face says, I'm going to shit my pants.
Maybe. Quotes, it is considered by state preservationists to be one of the most distinctive mixes of the Greek Revival and Italianate styles in Alabama.
What?
Exactly.
What?
So what? Greek and Italian.
In Alabama?
Yeah. Greek and Italian, what's the word?
Style?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, in one.
That
seems... It has like columns and stuff like that.
We'll have pictures of it on the old Instagram because I'm not hashtag Haunted Sisters podcast. That's all I've got on that.
Shameless plug.
I can't picture what you're saying.
Me neither. You have to look
at it. You're like, that doesn't make any sense.
I was like,
Are you sure? I don't want to go with that.
I don't know what that means, but okay. Through the years, it has been used as many different things. Currently, you can have a wedding, celebrations, private parties, and photo shoots.
Oh.
I know. Fancy. When the house was no longer the mansion of the doctor and Sarah, it became the Jemison School in 1906. Jemison.
Okay, so it went from a house to a school.
Yes, and then it changes again.
Okay.
In 1925, it was purchased to house parts for Charles Turner's Tuscaloosa Wrecking Company.
Hot damn, that's a mouthful.
I was like, wow, okay, we couldn't have shortened it a little bit. No. Nope, absolutely not. In 1940, it became the Southside Baptist Church.
What the fuck?
I know.
Not at the Baptist Church, per se, but it changed hands a lot. It was like, you know what I'm going to be today? Fucking church.
And a wrecking company. And a school. And a house. I'm going to be all the things.
That feels ominous.
I know. And they added two additional buildings on either side. One was a sanctuary and the other a Sunday school. So that's when they became the Baptist Church. The Baptist Church people added that. It remained a church through the end of the 20th century. Dr. John Drish was known for being a heavy drinker and gambler. So now we're getting into the stuff. That was the history of it.
Okay. Now the history of Dr. Sir.
Dr. Sir. I lost my page.
He was a heavy drinker and a gambler.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yep.
What a stunning man.
I know. Mm-hmm. He became so heavily involved in drinking that the servants had to restrain him at times or at night for his own safety.
You know what I think? He was a werewolf.
You're like, he wasn't a drunk. He was a werewolf.
They had to restrain him at night.
I know.
Under that full moon. Exactly. I know who you are, Dr. Sir. A lycanthrope.
A lycanthrope?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Well, is it the proper pronunciation? I don't know.
I thought it was just a lichen. I didn't know the thrope
part. Yeah, it's the whole word.
Oh, okay.
So Ranchula's never wrong.
Lycanthrope.
Lycanthrope.
She says it so fancy.
She does. She sounds...
She's really got that R in there.
Transylvanian.
Lycanthrope.
Oh.
Lycanthrope.
Yeah, nice.
All right, so he was a lycanthrope, maybe.
I'm convinced. You can't convince me otherwise at this point.
So he stayed in that third story tower that I mentioned.
That fucking makes sense for a werewolf.
That's why they built it.
Exactly. That's why they built it.
Aww. So, yeah, he was housed there at the night times.
You're like, that's it. He was a werewolf again.
Yeah, that's all that happened, and he lived forever and ever.
Some say he's still there.
That's the end of the Drish House. No, we have lots more. One night, he was able to escape from the restraints because he was a werewolf. You know, when I was reading this, I was like, wow, he's strong. Or, wow, they did a shitty job restraining him. But I feel like he was definitely a werewolf.
You're like, now that I'm looking at the information a second time, I feel like you are correct,
through different lenses.
It's all coming together. It's all making sense.
Right, exactly.
Good.
So, since he was so strong... Mm-hmm. He rose. Because then you can cut shit out.
That was her reversing.
Yep. So, with his strength, he escaped. and he ended up falling down the stairs, which caused his death. So, what kind of werewolf really was he?
Not a good one. I'm so sorry. Okay, wait. Okay, so he's drunk off his ass.
Yeah.
Locked in a tower.
Yes.
He escapes said tower and falls down the stairs and dies.
Yes.
Okay.
Or he fell over the stairway, maybe like the railing.
Oh.
That was a different article that I read.
Okay.
Either way, he's got out. Yes. He got out of the restraints and fell.
To his death.
To his death.
That's so sad.
I know.
Ugh. Poor Sarah. Did she know he was a werewolf?
I think she did, because this next part.
Oh.
His wife Sarah wanted his funeral to be elaborate, and she used lit candles around him or the coffin. It wasn't, like, specific.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if it was him in the coffin or just... I mean, I feel like that's what it was. Like, he was in the coffin and she had the candles
for him. Okay, I was going to say, he's not in the coffin. Where is he? Who's in the coffin?
Who knows? I'm not really sure.
So he had... No. She had the funeral and she put candles around his coffin so no one could get too close. Smart.
Exactly.
Smart girl.
She told the servants and or family that she wanted the same candles used at his funeral, at hers as well.
Aw.
Same, yeah.
That's so cute, though.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no.
In 1884, Sarah dies, and the servants and her family remember her saying that she wanted the same candles.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find them. They were unable to find them and buried her without burning the candles around her. So, you know what happens next.
I unfortunately do. She claws her way out of her grave. And she starts murdering people.
Yeah. So, apparently they searched and searched.
That's so weird. I wonder where the candles went.
I don't know. In one...
You mean you weren't there?
No, I wasn't there. I am not a lycanthrope. In one of the articles that I read, it said that the servants were telling the family, like, hey, Sarah told us that when she dies, she wants the same candles used.
Right.
And apparently the family was like, eh, whatever. Like.
Oh, that's so mean.
We don't know where they are, so.
They didn't even
look. We're just not gonna, probably not. So. I hate saying servants, but that's what they were.
Think of the time.
Yes.
Think of where we are. We're on a plantation. Like,
there you go.
It's not good.
No. So they tried their best, but it didn't happen. There are three different hauntings that have been reported to occur in the Drish house.
Lovely.
On the website for the house, there's a video from YouTube that is played during ghost tours.
Oh.
So they do have ghost tours, but they give like quite a bit of information. And then the YouTube video, I watched the whole thing and I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
Not going there.
No.
I will put the link for the video in...
On Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can also do that for the show notes. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
The Drish House was featured in Catherine Tucker Windham and Margaret Gillis Fighs, F-I-G-H-S, book 13 Alabama Ghosts and Jeffrey. I really want to know who Jeffrey is. So anyways,
that was a whole lot of words.
I know. They co-authored, Catherine and Margaret co-authored this book called 13 Alabama Ghosts and Jeffrey. And then
Who the fuck is Jeffrey?
I don't, that's what I just said.
I know, but.
I want to know who Jeffrey is.
I thought you were still saying, like, the people that had written the book and that included Jeffrey.
No.
But the book Ghosts is called and Jeffrey.
13 Alabama Ghosts and Jeffrey.
It was just a lot of words.
I know. I know. Sorry. So they do, it seems like they do short stories within the book.
Okay.
So this short story of the Drish House is called Death Lights in the Tower.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The first haunting is said to be the doctor. Servants and staff have claimed they hear footsteps and hear screams or crying of a man.
Well.
So, I mean, you can't deny that.
No.
Right?
No.
That's totally him.
Yeah. In werewolf form. He's transforming.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, shit, this hurts.
Exactly. I've heard it's quite painful.
I'm going to go stumble down some stairs.
Exactly.
They believe that this is the doctor. Different things happen in that top floor tower where he was staying. There have also been reports of people seeing lights as if someone was burning candles.
Really?
In the tower. And people have said to have seen the tower on fire.
Oh.
You know, obviously it's not on fire, like real life fire.
Yeah.
But they see it.
A phantom fire?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds sexy.
I wonder if people, like, call 911 or whatever it is in that state. The emergency.
Mm.
Be like, hey, this tower's on fire, guys.
Maybe not anymore.
Probably in the beginning.
Probably in the beginning, and then they're like, ugh, it's on fire again.
Gosh, it's not really Sarah,
on fire. Exactly.
Get it together with your dang candles. So
it's a real fire hazard.
The staff and visitors believe that Sarah is the one who's lighting the candles she used for the doctor's funeral because they weren't used at hers as she wished.
I mean, yeah.
So, like, that's what they think is the light.
Sure.
The light's coming from.
That
it's Sarah who's the one who's burning the candles.
Yeah. I would think she would be the one burning the building down to the ground instead of lighting candles.
She could be both.
I think so.
She could be the one who...
Oops, I knocked over that candle.
Exactly. Exactly. The third was a little hard to follow. The YouTube video has all the names of people that are referred to.
Okay.
She has an accent, and then I was only able to have it so loud, and I didn't get everybody's name.
Okay.
But I will try and explain it to the best of my abilities.
Lay it on me.
Sarah and the doctor had a child who also had children, two girls.
Okay.
So they're grandchildren.
Yep.
They came to visit the house, and one of the little girls decided to go to bed. She wasn't feeling well, so she told her mom, Mom, I want to go to bed. I'm not feeling well. The little girl said she heard someone come into the room. She, of course, thought it was her mother, and she pretended to be asleep. Which I've done before.
Same.
Right, I think all of us have. The person who came in the room covered her up and patted her pillow. The next morning, the little girl told her mom, I played a trick on you. When you came in last night, I was pretending to, I was pretending to be asleep.
Oh, I have chills. Stop.
Me too. Her mother said that she had never come in to check on her. I was like, I made a note. Can we say creepy? I think so. Creepy?
It's
creepy.
It's disgusting.
They show up again.
No.
The second little girl had a similar experience. However, when she opened her eyes, she was expecting to see her mother and no one was there.
Oh, I'm going to have to peel off my skin suit later and give it a good washing.
Oh, God.
The hair on my everything is...
On my everything.
I was going to say my back. And then it sounds like I have a furry back.
Or you're a werewolf. Okay. So...
We can't continue the pod. I need to speak with you outside.
Right. So that would have freaked me the fuck out.
I would have cried.
Yeah. There was a third woman who had come to stay at the house. I'm not clear if she was visiting someone she knew there or was on holiday.
Ooh, hashtag holiday.
Fancy.
Oh. What is holiday? Don't know her.
Right? Vacation who? Nah. She said that she was resting on the couch and she felt someone cover her up and pat her pillow.
I mean, at least it's nice.
I know, right? But
it's like, oh, you look chilly. Let's cover your feet.
Makes me nauseous. She did not see anyone and did not know of anyone she was with doing that for her. So I'm thinking it's the same person.
I'm going to say yes, 100%.
Especially if it's three different occasions.
Yeah.
With three different people.
Yeah.
This third spirit is unknown. I almost feel like... But I almost feel like that is even creepier. Like, you don't know who it is.
Yeah, it's just some random ghost. Like,
who were you? Where'd you come from?
Uh-huh. Why are you here?
Right?
Why are you caressing my hair?
Exactly. Exactly. It's great that they seem to be caring and a benevolent spirit. But as we said, it's still creepy.
It is.
So that is it for the Drish House. So those were the three. Oh, cats.
I'm going to leave that in.
That I'm allergic to.
Well, just don't rub her body on your face. So those were the three different hauntings. So we have
John,
Dr. Sir. We've got Sarah, which has to be that second spirit. And we have a third one that's unknown. What does she do?
She's the one who covers him up. Covers people up.
Oh, okay.
And pats their
pillow. I thought that would be Sarah.
Maybe it is.
I would think that would be Sarah. But you're right. You said that the people think that Sarah's the one lighting the candles.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make sense.
I think that if it only happened to the granddaughters, that it made sense that it was Sarah.
Yes.
But then this random woman shows up.
Yeah, why would she be caressing her?
That's a little...
Oh, I'm getting chills again.
Awkward. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
So, like I said in the beginning, they have ghost tours and...
That video.
The video. I will give you... the link for the show notes, and I'll put it on it. Instagram, too.
Yeah, I'll put it in the show notes down below the episode.
So, I think this one was pretty creepy.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know that I would visit there in the dark.
I would not visit in the light or the dark. I would have to say pass.
What about just outside on the land?
I don't know, because they obviously had servants. I don't know how well they treated their servants. Land holds a lot of memory.
That's true.
That is
true. I think that's why that side of the country is going to be...
more spooky, haunted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little different, because history is...
unkind.
Over there.
Yep. Anyways... thank you for joining us for another episode. We will continue to play in Alabama. Our new schedule is Mondays and Thursdays, and sometimes if we have like a shorter episode, we will put an episode out on Friday just for an extra bonus.
Which we just did for Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So check out our other episodes, and we will see you later. Bye!